Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I want to make a quick video for you to tell you about something that happened to me this week. It got my hackles up. I had a very disappointed woman reject me. And if you've ever felt that tail between your legs, nauseated feeling of having an angry, disappointed woman reject you, this story is for you. This happened in a different context. It wasn't my romantic partner, but as you know, it doesn't need to be your romantic partner to give you the sting of feminine rejection. So what happened? It happened in the newsletter that I sent out last week. I was talking about my upcoming men's retreat, which I'll tell you about more in this video, but I was talking about how I had to grow the balls to kick my girlfriend off the ranch so I could have my men's retreat. Well, that wasn't received really well, the word kick. And what I received was an unsubscribe notice. And in this business of trying to market online and do videos to attract clients and find guys just like you, I do newsletters and I send them out to an email list. And it's a great day when somebody joins your email list. You feel worthy, and you feel loved. And the opposite is true when somebody unsubscribes. But this lady decided to give me a paragraph as to why she was unsubscribing. And she said it was obvious I did not respect women. Well, what happened was when I said that I was kicking my girlfriend off the ranch, I was also telling how wonderful my girlfriend was. And the word kick is what triggered her. What triggered her emotion was the word kick, because it implies a physical aggression from a man to a woman. And she explained that in her mail, but she was unsubscribing anyway because she does not listen to people who talk like I do. I had a response for her later, and I responded the way I wanted to, but it triggered me. It made me feel like, holy crap, I'm losing a subscriber and a woman doesn't like me. And I had to realize where she was coming from. I had to realize and empathize with the fact that the word kick, kicking my girlfriend off the ranch to her, meant something very, very, very personal to her. That's empathy. I have no idea what it's like to live in a woman's skin and be abused physically or verbally by a man. Living in a woman's skin. So I can't really know exactly what she felt, but I have felt abused. I felt aggression from another person. I felt powerless. I felt fear and helplessness. I felt those, and that's probably what the word kick mustered for her. I had to think of that instead of letting my hackles get the best of me and getting that disappointed feeling or defensiveness and coming back with some snarky reply like I used to do. I had to really understand why she would do that. So her unsubscribing was not a big deal. She made her decision, and I even complimented her on making a decision that aligned with her values. She does not listen to men who use the word kick. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make her wrong. Doesn't make her crazy. Doesn't make her anything. I just have to accept and not judge the fact that this is how she processed that, and that's how she made her decision. And that's exactly what I teach guys. We have to do the same thing. When we choose to respond to anything, even a disappointed, angry woman, when we choose to respond, we have to do it from a frame of knowing what values we are operating to. What do we expect of ourselves in that moment? And what do we expect for ourselves? So I just wanted to tell you that being rejected this week, it did sting just for a split second, but I caught myself. This kind of work it's constant. There's a continuous awareness we have to have of the triggers that get us. All of us have triggers one way for some reason or another. And we have to be aware of when we feel it, what's going on, what we're thinking, and what are we going to do with those thoughts? What are we proactively going to do with those thoughts to respond like the man we want to be? Speaking of being the man you want to be, I'm having another retreat. I've mentioned this before. It is on October 1st and October 2nd, 2016, coming up here in a couple weeks. I have guys coming in from Sweden, I got a guy coming in from Kansas, a guy coming in from California, a couple surprise guests, a guy from Fort Collins, a guitar player. So there's going to be, in addition to powerful men's work and working on emotional confidence and being a fearless man, which is the theme of this retreat, there's going to be beer and barbecue and fire just like always. But this is an intensive, so don't come if you're not ready to dig deep and share. This is a really important time to start finding your mojo and finding your values and deciding how the next 30 years of your life is going to go. I would love to have you here. It's just $297, right? I guarantee if you come to this 24-hour intensive, it's from 11 a.m. Saturday to 11 a.m. Sunday. If you come here, your next 300 days will be better than if you didn't come to this retreat. At $297, you do the math, that's less than a dollar a day investment. That's much cheaper than Starbucks. Anyway, I'd love to have you here. So think of the excuses for why we don't come to these things. It's too far away. I shouldn't spend the money. Oh, I just bought a motorcycle. Whatever, whatever. My wife will get mad at me. Think about why you're not taking care of yourself, why you're not doing the things that make strong men strong and confident men confident. It's stuff like this. And I'd love to meet you. Thanks for watching today. Have a great day, and I will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.